What if sports were traded like markets? Now you can put your sports IQ to work in real time with Robinhood Prediction Markets. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. You can buy or sell your positions live, all game long. You use your sports knowledge in the moments that matter. Robinhood Prediction Markets changes the game. It's people moving the action. So when momentum shifts, you can move with it. I always knew the game, but never had a dynamic way to apply that knowledge. Now, I can actually take part live in a market powered by people. You're no longer just a spectator. Play by play, you decide. Trade every play with Robinhood. Now available across the U.S. Download the Robinhood app now to begin. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives, LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everyone. We are at the Lee's Summit West Hy-Vee. Just off Ward Road, a great location. And when they did these store remodels, this was one of the first ones, and this one is spectacular. Again, to remind everybody, and we're on the largest network in the National Football League tonight, that Hy-Vee is your holiday location. Uh-oh, we need that. We forgot it. Let's go on and find it and pick it up. Or you're getting ready to host your family and loved ones. Great. They'll do it for you. Or you can get everything you need to host, or you're going over to somebody else's place, pick it up. Hy-Vee's great during the entire holidays. Your Christmas celebration, also your New Year's Eve party, and all of that. Hy-Vee, the official grocery partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, I appreciate them so much. They are so accommodating. And I think our fans here would agree that they have been really good this year, no matter the locations we have been. And again, we're all around the metro with these shows. And I appreciate all of you who are here every week to follow around different parts of the metro. And as I said, the Chiefs Kingdom has no boundaries, no lines. And this show proves it because we're all over the place. And so we just take the spirit with us wherever we go. And tonight we just happen to be in Lee's Summit here at the Lee's Summit West location. Again, today in Topeka it was announced, and we're going to be joined here in just a couple minutes, hopefully. And I think we're going to be joined really quickly because he agreed to be, wanted to be with us tonight. He wanted to be on the show tonight. He wanted to be on the network tonight to talk about what happened today in Kansas City what happened today in Topeka with the announcement in Topeka. So let's bring in, and I'll just, as a precursor this way, like I said at the beginning of the show, when Lamar Hunt decided to bring the Dallas Texans here to this city and to this region, it changed everything because the Kansas City A's were here, but they just were always last every year. But when Lamar brought this team here, it brought championship-level football to this area, and it made Kansas City a viable city. It was a move that lasted 66 years. It continues to last. It's grown leaps and bounds with the kingdom. Well, today, it's been very similar. So please welcome to the show the chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt.
Mitch, it's great to be on with you tonight. This is definitely a very exciting day for the Kansas City Chiefs and for the Chiefs Kingdom as well.
Well, it's been quite a day. Your thoughts as you've navigated this day and what you were able to present to the Chiefs Kingdom and to the world about how exciting this is?
Well, first of all, we're very grateful for the partnership that we
have with the state of Kansas. Evidently, we don't, but we'll try to get him and get him back.
Mitch, can you hear me?
I can now. Thanks, Clark. But just the day.
Okay, sorry about that. Yeah. First of all, we're very grateful for the leaders in Kansas who helped make this opportunity possible. And I want to give a shout out to Mark Donovan, the president of the Chiefs, who worked for many, many months on this negotiation. We're excited to have an opportunity to build a state-of-the-art Dome Stadium in Kansas in Wyandotte County, as well as a new practice facility and team headquarters in Olathe. This will be a five-year project that we would hope to open in the middle of 2031, and the Chiefs would begin playing their home games in the new stadium in 2031.
The process, you mentioned how extensive it's been. Just give us maybe a little more vindication of just how you've looked at every single thing, every possibility to get to this point.
So during this process, we also had a ongoing dialogue with the state of Missouri and Jackson County and the city of Kansas City. And I want to compliment the leaders there who worked very hard to put together a package that might have made sense for us to stay and renovate Arrowhead. At the end of the day, we just felt like the best thing for the future of the Kansas City Chiefs and our fans was to build a new stadium. This will be a facility that generations of Chiefs fans will get to enjoy not only Chiefs football, but also other big events. And frankly, that's one of the things I'm most excited about is Kansas City's now going to have an opportunity to bid on events that historically we just didn't have a facility that could host those type of events. Things like the Super Bowl, college football playoffs, the NCAA Final Four. We'll be in the mix on all those now going forward with the new stadium.
It's so exciting in that regard. This is a bit of a past, present, future day, feels that way. Your connection to Arrowhead, like all of us here tonight, obviously very strong. It was your dad's vision, but just the difficulty that it was to make this decision.
Yeah, well, like every Chiefs fan, my family absolutely loves Arrowhead. It's a special place, and we have so many memories going back five-plus decades. And for that reason, it did make it a very challenging decision. But this is really about the future. My dad was always thinking about what was next and what was best for the fans. And I have no doubt that if he was here, he would be very excited about the opportunity we have and the game day experience that our fans are going to get to enjoy at this new stadium.
Clark, again, Chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt, with us tonight on the largest network in the National Football League and with our great fans here in Lee's Summit at the Hy-Vee and on Ward Road. The totality of this project, though, is another piece of the excitement, meaning that you mentioned how the region will benefit if we have a Final Four here, if we have bowl games here, if we have world-class concerts with more frequency. But what about that there's way more in a stadium here, that this becomes a potential 360-day destination for fans with other entertainment opportunities?
Well, that's exactly right. One of the benefits of having a dome stadium is it makes it possible to have many more events throughout the year. Over the years, we've had a number of concerts at Arrowhead, but I would expect that number to at least double in the new facility. And the other thing that'll be part of this project is a mixed-use development that'll be around the stadium and a similar mixed-use development that'll be around the practice facility down in Olathe. So there'll really be assets that benefit the community, as you said, on a 365-day-a-year basis.
So a family who could be coming in from Lincoln, Nebraska, or Springfield, Missouri, could have even a vacation, a Chiefs vacation, and enjoy the amenities of both locale, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. The practice facility is going to be designed so that we could host training camp there. So that'll be another opportunity that we potentially have a chance to host Chiefs fans for the 3 or 4 weeks of training camp at the new facility.
So again, Clark Hunt with us tonight, Chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, a very historic day. So with the two different developments here, the facility, obviously the stadium, which is going to be like 22nd Century Stadium, and the practice facility and the headquarters, you're talking two different developments. What about the economic impact of that, even in just the construction phase over the next 5 years?
The state of Kansas had an analysis done on the economic impact of the project. And during the construction phase alone, it's estimated that the economic impact on the state will be in excess of $4 billion and will entail the hiring of some 21,000 employees to get the project done. They're both very big projects, things that are going to require a lot of time, coordination, and effort to make sure that we stay on schedule. And they're really big economic drivers, not only during the construction phase, but once the facilities are open as well.
Well, we're going to ask Clark some more here to get into the impact of the decision today. Very exciting. What was announced today in Topeka about the future setting up generations for the Chiefs Kingdom. Again, with Clark, as we continue our discussion about the announcement made by Clark and the folks today in Topeka, Kansas. I want to ask you, Clark, about further questions about the practice facility and the team headquarters. Now, one of the things in going to a Super Bowl that we've done with frequency, but when you see the facilities of the other teams, I remember when we went to Vegas and we got to see the Raiders headquarters and facility. What about staying competitive here and having a world-class practice facility and headquarters that you're going to build in Olathe?
Yeah, Mitch, that's exactly right. There's been a wave of new practice facilities built across the NFL. And as great as our facility is at the Truman Sports Complex, it is 18 years old. And to a large degree, we've outgrown it, both on the football side as well as the business side. The new facilities are much more spacious, have bigger indoor practice facilities, and bigger weight rooms, bigger training rooms. And it'll be important for us as an organization going forward to have a facility that's competitive. Players, when they come in for free agency, that's one of the things that they're evaluating is the quality of your facilities. So having a brand new state-of-the-art facility will really help us as we continue to build the team and hopefully get back to the playoffs and the Super Bowl.
Again, Chairman and CEO Clark Kahn of the Kansas City Chiefs, our special guest tonight on this special edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show. The timing of the announcement on 22nd of December, why the timing and why today?
Well, the state of Kansas had a scheduled committee meeting of the group that had the authority to approve our deal set on this date. It was important for us that we get this done before the end of the year because we only have 5 years left on our lease. Our lease at Arrowhead expires after the 2030 season. And the construction cycle to design and build a new stadium is about 5 years, 5 to 5.5 years. So we really need to get going on this project. And, you know, we were grateful that we were able to reach an agreement with the leaders in Kansas. And we'll go very quickly to work now in terms of getting a design firm on board and a contractor soon after that so that we can be ready for construction about 2 years from now.
You had a really good quote today. The franchise has had three home stadia. But looking at this historically, I know it was difficult when your father had to leave the Cotton Bowl. It was difficult leaving Municipal Stadium. But what about the approach, no matter the venue or where our team plays?
Yeah, and you know, with my dad, he was a very sentimental person who you know, really loved the places that his franchise called home, starting with the Cotton Bowl. And you know, one of the unique things is we've won a championship at every single one of those stadiums. At the Cotton Bowl, it was a AFL championship. At Municipal Stadium, it was Super Bowl IV. And then, of course, at Arrowhead, we've had our recent run of 5 Super Bowls and 3 Lombardi trophies. So we've had success at each one of these venues, and it does, you know, create a sentimental attachment to those buildings. But the important thing is to think about the future and what's going to keep us competitive as a franchise, what's going to continue to make our great fan base, the Chiefs Kingdom, you know, proud about attending Chiefs games. And we really think just having a state-of-the-art facility that, you know, conceivably could last for 50 to 60 years is the best thing for the franchise, for the fan base, and the community.
And the community, what I mean, I mentioned at the outset of the show, we're the 31st market in the country. But when you add in 61st market in Tulsa, 69th market, I believe, in Wichita Hutchinson, the 70s in the markets of Springfield and places like Omaha, which have been magnetized to this area, how much does this enhance that, where all of this will be involved and can be involved even more so with the activation of this facilities?
Well, one of the great things about our fan base, and Mitch, you know this well, is how much it's grown over the last decade. And, you know, part of that is from the surrounding states who have always been part of the Chiefs Kingdom, but we certainly have many more fans in those markets today than we did historically. But the Chiefs Kingdom has really exploded here over the last 5 or 6 years. At the end of last year, we had the number one fan base in North America for any NFL franchise. And in the markets that the league tracks internationally, we were also number one in most of those markets. So we've had a lot of fan base growth. If you walk the parking lots at Arrowhead on game day, you'll find fans from all over the country as well as internationally. We have a lot of Canadian fans who I bump into when I'm out walking around the parking lots, and they just love the opportunity to attend a game in Kansas City, and we'll really be able to take that to another level with this new facility.
We've seen it even here on our Monday night shows. We got fans here tonight from Washington, D.C. and from San Diego that are visiting tonight. We've had international fans almost every show that come to a game, and then they stay over and want to experience everything. And now with the new facility, and starting in 2031, there's going to be even a lot more to experience with this, what you announced today, as we move forward. I want to ask you, though, about the priority of the fans, because your dad, probably more than any owner of any professional sports franchise I've ever seen, put fans first, but you have also done the same thing. What about the priority of making fans first, and how much of that went into this decision to make the move that you announced today?
Well, Mitch, one of the things that we did about a year ago as we were working through this decision is we did a survey of our fans, and we asked them about potentially moving to a new facility. And the response was very, very positive, but they did emphasize two things that were very important to them. One is the facility had to be loud. It had to be loud like Arrowhead is. And then secondly, they were very focused on the tailgating experience, which of course is one of the great things that our fans and football fans across the country enjoy when they come to a game at Arrowhead. So as we begin this design process and sort of think about the product, it'll definitely have our fans in mind, and we'll have a focus not only on it being loud, which by virtue of it being a dome, I think it's likely to be really loud, but more importantly, we'll also make sure that the tailgating experience is as good as, if not better, than what we have at Arrowhead today.
Because that's been a lot of discussion is, well, we won't have tailgating anymore, and what you're saying is it could be even enhanced.
No, that's exactly right. There's a trend across the National Football League with some of these new stadiums to really shrink the parking lots, and we'll actually go in the opposite direction. You know, we'll want the parking facilities to be of the same size, if not bigger, than what we have today at Arrowhead.
And something else you mentioned today that I think to put in perspective is this is going to take 5 years to build these facilities, the stadium for sure. But that gives us time to give a real focus on GEHA Field at Arrowhead Stadium, because we're not leaving tomorrow, right? And it starts with Thursday night with this game against the Broncos. What about going out in style with our current facility as we launch forward in the next generation, our generations, with the new facility?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mentioned on the call earlier how so many of us have special memories from Arrowhead, and we're going to celebrate the stadium over the next 5 years. We'll cherish every game that we play there. I think, you know, many fans will have the same emotions that I'll have going to the games, you know, knowing that the end is coming, you know, 5 years down the road. But we're fortunate to have a great facility like Arrowhead. You know, we just look forward to finishing up our time there and really celebrating those special moments that we've all had across the years.
We also need, we're going to let you go, but we also need to circle back and realize how difficult this has been a decision for you and your family because of the emotion involved here, but also the excitement as you push forward. One final thing you would say to the kingdom before we let you go tonight.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank the kingdom for the unbelievable support across the decades. The last decade particularly has been so special, and I know we've made a lot of great memories together at Arrowhead, but I would ask the kingdom to think about the great memories that we'll make together at this new facility. It's going to be absolutely state-of-the-art. It'll be the best in the National Football League, and I look forward to celebrating, you know, many more years of Chiefs football at this new facility.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's send him into the night. But Clark, we are so appreciative of you spending your time with us this evening. The chairman and CEO of the Kansas City Chiefs, Clark Hunt.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.